Ever since the winter of 2020, a rash of mommy websites have shown a troubling pattern. Recently vaccinated pregnant moms-to-be are posting about their spontaneous loss of a pregnancy before their 20th week. In simple speak, these are miscarriages. And the number of miscarriages since earlier this year is skyrocketing. What in the world is going on? Hey there, it's Marcus Allen, host of The Marcus Allen Show. This short video proves that the COVID-19 jabs are causing a high majority of pregnant women to miscarry. Now, ever since the beginning, conspiracy theorists have been warning the world about the jab genocide. That is, the globalists, the not-so-elite, were looking to kill off the useless eaters, including fetuses. Not surprisingly, big pharma, governments around the world, even the media will fact-check and vehemently deny this. Are vaccinated mothers getting injected with the genocide jab? Or are we crazy conspiracy theorists just making this stuff up? Before I give you my thoughts and observations, let me tell you a quick story about the FDA vaccine that women used to take to self-inflict a miscarriage. That vaccine was called RU486, also known by the brand name Mifeprex. It's a non-surgical abortion. In vitro, abortions via the jab have been going on for decades, since 1988, maybe even earlier. So injecting pregnant mothers with a death jab is not a new concept. In fact, it's been perfected over many decades. And then there's this fascinating recent study. The prestigious New England Journal of Medicine published this on May 28, 2021. According to the study, there's no scientific evidence that the COVID-19 jab resulted in higher than normal rates of miscarriages. What's a normal miscarriage rate? According to the March of Dimes, it's about 10 to 15 miscarriages for every 100 pregnancies. In simple speak, about 1 in 8 pregnancies end as a miscarriage, or 12.5%. So when this prestigious medical journal shows 12.5% of pregnancies end in a miscarriage, this seems normal. Nothing to see here. But when we dig deeper into this scientific paper, we see clear evidence of statistical manipulation. Let me explain. In this study, 827 pregnant, vaccinated moms were closely tracked. And at the end of the study, 104 moms experienced a miscarriage. This is an easier way to view a representation of the study's data. Using simple math, 104 miscarriages divided into 827 pregnant vaccinated moms equals a 12.5% miscarriage rate. Again, perfectly normal, right? Actually, wrong. Because this study is deeply flawed. Watch. This study hides the crucial fact. 700 of the 827 pregnant, vaccinated moms took the vaccine after the 20-week mark. And technically, a miscarriage isn't recognized by statisticians after the 20-week mark. After 20 weeks, it's called a stillbirth instead. This means those 700 pregnant, vaccinated moms shouldn't be counted. See how the study confirms it, that 700 of the 827 participants took the COVID vaccine in the third trimester, which is well beyond the 20-week cutoff of a miscarriage. So instead of this, the true study looks like this. And when we properly adjust the math, we see the actual percentage of miscarriages is a whopping 81.9%. Yes, the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine study shows more than 8 out of every 10 pregnant moms will have a miscarriage after taking the COVID vaccine, not 12.5%, as was wrongly published in the study. What in the world is really going on here? Let's try and play devil's advocate.
All studies are flawed by what's known as confounding factors.
For example, age plays a big role in miscarriages. Those over the age of 45 average an 80% miscarriage rate. Mothers aged 30 years or less average a 13% miscarriage rate. Maybe the study's participants were older than average. But the study gives us a not-so-specific admission that among enrolled participants, most were aged 25 to 44 years. It appears no matter how we look at the scientific data, clearly the New England Journal of Medicine was caught red-handed lying with statistics. Ironically, none other than Bill Gates has a keen interest in lying with statistics. On March 14, 2015, just 6 years ago, Gates recommended the book How to Lie with Statistics on his personal blog. So, why are they all lying with statistics if the jab was truly safe to inject? Why are they looking to genocide the unborn? And why is censorship about vaccines so prevalent these days if it's so safe and effective? For me, taking a vaccine for a disease that has a 99.7% survival rate worldwide is kind of like worrying about a bully who gives you the evil eye. It's just fear-mongering. I stare back at bullies and always win. Here's the good news. Last July 4th, 2021, we recorded an audio about this problem, vaccines and miscarriages, and we brainstormed solutions to this problem, protecting mothers from harm, for sure. You can listen to the full audio of this recording on my show, The Marcus Allen Show, where we discuss these important topics and more. And best of all, we brainstorm solutions to avoid all the nonsense going on in the world right now. If you're looking for a trusted source to trade ideas about living in safety and security, all while bringing back the certainty of going back to normal, visit my website at escapethenewnormal.com. And remember, look for the show dated July 4th, 2021. It's impossible to censor because it's on my private website at escapethenewnormal.com.